WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. A College Station man remains in jail, charged with one count of indecent exposure after Bryan police say they had insufficient evidence to charge him with a second. 23-year-old Calvin Coffer was arrested Wednesday night after knocking on the back door of a university police officer's house in Austin Estates. The officer directed him to the front door and realized he matched the description of a suspect wanted by Bryan police for exposing himself to two women. That morning, a victim told police Coffer's minivan was blocking her car on Western Street, northeast of the Boonville Cemetery. She said he was touching himself inside of his vehicle and exposed, but left quickly after she saw him. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a second incident an hour later involving a female jogger did not warrant enough evidence to levy an additional charge. Coffer is also charged with trespass and driving with an invalid license. He's held on bonds totaling $52,000. The 2014 Special Olympics U.S. Games are underway in Newark, New Jersey, and a local team secured the silver medal Thursday. On-air personality Katie Dempsey from sister station Candy 95 is a player on the local flag football team, the Goose Bombers. She says the preparation for nationals was intense. Ooh, we need to turn the audio on.
We have been practicing for the last 2 years, actually, to get to nationals.
Just to get to this point.
We had to be chosen. Yes, we had to be chosen. We won state 2 years ago, and then you have to get picked to go to nationals. And so we were the team that was picked, and ever since we got chosen, we've been practicing here and there. The last 8 months, we really kind of beefed it up.
She says the team's been practicing twice a week for the past 8 months.
You know, they were the team to beat. We went into the medal rounds as the top-seeded team in the top division, and we've won our first medal round. Lost our second, got the silver. We did not bring our total A game today, but I tell you what, we fought hard and we fought till the very last second.
Dempsey is currently traveling back to Texas and says well wishes can be offered to the team on Candy 95's Facebook page. The College Station Police Department is asking for your help to identify a suspect involved in several thefts, burglaries, and credit card abuse cases. Officers responded Monday to reports involving two different victims. They say the suspect entered two different fitness facilities and broke into lockers. Missing property included credit cards, which were used a short time later at local businesses. A suspect description can be found at WTAW.com. The State Highway 130 Concessions Company, which owns the southern half of the 85-mile-an-hour toll road, is dangerously close to defaulting on its debt, according to a new report by Moody's.
You know, they were the team to beat.
In fact, Moody's says revenue this year will be worse than last year. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall said this should be a warning to local governments planning toll roads statewide.
Texans do not want their roads tolled. This road made no sense in the first place. It's not financially feasible. No one's driving on it. And it is going to go bankrupt.
She says taxpayers have to be vigilant to make sure the feds don't bail out the project. She says nearly half of its $1.1 billion debt is in federally guaranteed loans. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, it'll be 7:09 and 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS Bunkhouse?
Just $190. A month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStationOnline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone, number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down, plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family. Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City. Come on by and see us.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure in control, but there's still a fair amount of moisture across the state this morning, so I think we're partly sunny at worst and probably mostly sunny at best today. Highs 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine tomorrow. We'll see temperatures peaking at 90 to 95 through tomorrow afternoon, and it's actually the first day of summer. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Partial sun Sunday, and again, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. As the Bombers exploded for 11 runs in the sixth inning yesterday, TCU got knocked out of the College World Series, and there is an 11-year-old playing in the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:50.
So we discussed a little bit yesterday this electric Harley.
Duh.
Yeah?
Well, why you got to do this again?
Well, because there's more and more talk about it. I mean, people, they're doing everything they can to make this thing happen. They're telling you that sounds like a jet fighter.
It sounds like the Jetsons car.
They're saying it sounds like a jet fighter. Okay. The Livewire.
They never saw Top Gun.
It's called Livewire. They can go from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds.
Ooh.
And the classic rumble and roar of the combustible engine has been replaced by the whoosh of a jet engine. Now, here's what they're going to do. I mean, they're going to make this ride available at over 30 dealers across the country. I'm thinking maybe not here, but don't know. And everything that they have right now is handmade, okay, obviously. They're not ready to do production. But for the people like you who are going, why in the world would Harley-Davidson do this? One-word answer.
Tax break.
China.
China.
You know, China pretty much drives the market for anything and everything, and there's a bunch of low-powered electric scooters over there. So they're looking at that as an opportunity to get over there and get a little bit of that Chinese money, get that going for them.
What sort of range does the extension cord get?
And that's the other thing. I mean, we don't know about that. They are saying that mass production is several years away.
So these things are going to cost $64 kajillion a piece for the time being.
Okay. The CEO of Harley-Davidson says America, at its best, has always been about reinvention. And like America, Harley-Davidson has reinvented itself many times in our history. So we'll see. Maybe that will see. And by touring the country with this electric motorcycle, then maybe they will eliminate that situation we discussed where you have the biker bar where the little Jetson mobile comes up. And everybody stands around and looks at the curiosity of it all. By going ahead and taking it out to their dealerships, get you in the door, have a look at this thing, and then the curiosity is over.
Rosie, bring me my leather chaps.
Exactly. No, my synthetic leather chaps. See how that works. As one of the sound engineers says, the new sound of the electric bike is apparently more like a fighter on an aircraft carrier. A company engineer says it was designed to differentiate it from internal combustion and other electric motorcycles on the market.
I have two words for you.
Okay.
New Coke.
Yeah, I understand. But look, here's the deal. They can take it over to China, and if they're a success over there, they don't care what happens in America. If they can move the units that they make at a price that they like, they don't care what America thinks.
Come on, Bruce, let's go get on the hogs.
You know what they're
No.
And Born to Be Wild would never sound the same, would
no!
it?
No!
Yeah.
Hey, that thing run on AC or DC.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and, yeah, they could play Born to Be Wild, but it would have to be acoustic.
But I'm saying, if they can make their profit margin, they'll look at that, and you know what? I have to believe Harley investors would think that's an okay thing. Just make your money. By the way, while we're talking about that, Audi announced yesterday that they're going to build a series of high-performance electric cars. Okay.
Well, they're afraid of Tesla.
Well, of course, putting a battery-powered version of its R8 sports car together. It'll debut in 2015, expected to have a 250-mile range. Oh, good. That'll get you from here to Houston driving around a little bit until you go in Navasota, which will be great. See how that all works out for you. But I'm just saying, there'll be more discussion about electric Harleys. Here's an interesting report. I'd like to know where it comes from, but a new report says GM cars are holding their value as well as any other cars on the road.
Yeah, they aren't.
Well, I wonder who paid for that one.
Well, I could see. Now, that may be true.
It could be.
Because even after they've come off the showroom floor, they're still mostly new.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you gotta take them back.
That's right. Very nice. Yeah. Okay. Mattel has unveiled a brand new Barbie. You know, they do that from time to time, and sometimes that kind of causes a little dust up. They have unveiled the Entrepreneur Barbie to inspire young girls who are business savvy. Oh, here's what makes you an entrepreneur.
Here we go.
You'll know it's the entrepreneurial Barbie because it'll have a smartphone and tablet.
Okay.
She looks ready to take on the business world. The company is promoting the doll using hashtag unapologetic. And has collaborated with CIOs, chief inspirational officers, to show girls that they can achieve what they set out to do. These CIOs are female business leaders. The CIOs share their tips for achieving their dreams, which can be found on Barbie's official website.
Okay. I saw something the other day. People always talk about how unrealistic Barbie's proportions are. So there's a Kickstarter or some crowdsourcing campaign to make this Lamely doll, two M's in there.
Okay.
And the proportions are correct, but when they put it up next to Barbie, she just looked short and dumpy.
Oh, really?
I hate to say it. Barbie does
that
look...
That was not very nice.
No, but the reality is there. I mean, the proportions are absolutely correct, and, okay. it looks like a doll. The unfortunate thing was this doll that they put up next to the Barbie, if they had made them the same size, she would have just looked like she had more appropriate proportions.
Okay.
Wasn't a rail.
I understand.
But this thing was about an inch shorter, so sort of looked hobbit-like.
Did she have furry feet?
Did she have glasses on a chain? Okay. Anyway, police in Kentucky investigating a couple for domestic assault involving eating utensils. Officers responded to a report of a stabbing at the unidentified couple's home in Knoxville, Kentucky? Okay. Anyway. They just stole the name. When police arrived, they found a man with a chest wound inflicted by a fork. Now, you see, a fork could be a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? If it's one of those forks like you use on the grill, that'd be a little bit different than a little four-tine salad fork.
And a hay fork.
Yep. That too. officers got conflicting stories about what exactly had happened. Neither person wanted to press charges against the other. The man also refused medical treatment. Police closed the case by chalking it up to an alcohol-fueled domestic dispute. Well, of course they did. Just because it happens to be Kentucky. Bear Grylls, is that the guy's
yes.
name?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was found out, though.
What's the deal?
About 2 years ago, they had this, he's one of these, they drop him out in the wilderness and
right.
I'm going to survive.
Okay, sure.
Well, they found out that, in the evenings, he'd go back to the hotel.
Oh, get out. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's got himself another reality show.
Of course he does.
NBC has picked up Running Wild with Bear Grylls with the British survival guru. Oh, he's British?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the guy who tried to eat a skunk once? Is that what I did? I
oh,
see
I
him
don't
do that.
Probably.
Wouldn't be surprising. All right. Anyway, they picked up his Running with Bear Grylls, the British survival guru, taking celebrities including Deion Sanders, Channing Tatum, Zac Efron, is
yeah,
that right?
That is correct.
Ben Stiller and Tom Arnold out with him?
He did that one other time, and I can't remember who with.
Tom Arnold will be of no help. I'm just saying. I can't imagine what Tom Arnold's good at.
Yeah, but the thought of Tom Arnold being miserable for 5 days.
Well, that would be, that could be watchable. That could be watchable. Simple Mistake, you know, we talked about that house up on Lake Whitney that they had to burn last week because they, didn't build it where they should have. Same story going on up in Rhode Island. 420 Corporation somehow managed to build a three-story home in Rhode Island.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's the name of the company?
420. Yeah, I know. Somehow managed to build a three-story, really nice house, man, on land that is actually owned by the Rolls-Norman Park Foundation. The developer owned a lot next door, but he said it was a simple mistake. Well, no, it's not. You built it in the wrong place. And because it's this park, they said, you can't have the house there. They've built it. $1.8 million.
That's not being simple.
No, that's not simple. Hello?
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, boy, when Friday gets here, it'll be great. So tell me.
Yeah, I wish it was Friday.
Yeah,
it'd be wonderful, huh?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Hey, it was Will Ferrell that he took out on that that was Bear Grylls.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you so much. Oh. Some of our listeners are nuclear physicists. Some of them know that.
Oh, man, they actually built that house. That was a joke. I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah, really.
Dude.
This is the buzzkill. The developer owned the lot next door, and he says it was just a simple mistake. It's a difficult case because our position all along is that our client has been innocent. He didn't knowingly encroach on anybody's land. What has that got to do
with
anything?
Tough darts.
The mistake was only noticed when prospective buyers ordered the survey for their land using a different company than the developers did pre-construction. And then, as they found out at that point, that wouldn't work. Developers estimated it would cost $300,000 to move this house to the next lot. See what happens.
A friend of mine went on Google Maps with that Lake Whitney house.
That
thing wasn't really close to the edge of that cliff before it collapsed.
Just over time, right?
Yeah,
not much time, though, really.
Apparently.
Well, and again, they had said that they had talked to a geologist and who had said that it was going to be all right. I'm guessing that guy may end up in court just saying, hello.
Yeah. Yeah, next time he shouldn't call surveys to do his survey.
Okay. British tourist visiting Alcatraz claims that she captured a photograph of a real ghost as opposed to a fake ghost?
Yes.
Okay.
Casper.
That's it. Sheila Siri Walsh was in the inmates' visitation waiting room at Alcatraz when she snapped the picture. She said, "When I glanced at the photo on my mobile, I saw this dark female figure in the picture. She immediately looked at it again, and there was nobody in the room." So she took a picture, saw the picture, then looked back up where she'd taken the picture, and the image, if you will, was gone. From that point on, she wasn't interested in the Alcatraz tour. Anyway, she said, "I just kept looking at the picture over and over again. They came out, showed it to staff members. Staff members went, yeah, it's very interesting." But anyway, it's posted out there on the Internet if you want to go find that today. But wait till you get to work, because there's no reason to do it now. After all,
when you already
get to
work, did.
You get, oh, yeah. What do you think?
Weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably Photoshop.
Yeah.
This is Joe Foster with Downtown IT. Microsoft recently announced that they're no longer supporting Windows XP. This means if you have any computer with Windows XP on your network, it could put your entire network at risk. Downtown IT wants to help. We would like to offer a free network audit to make sure you keep running and stay protected. This is a no obligation, no cost inspection of your network. Now is the time to ensure your business is protected. Call us today at 979-599-5999. Find us on the web at downtownit.net.
The Tire Pros, that's a network of dealers all across the country to help you when you're on the road and you have some warranty or roadside assistance that you need. 30,000 of them, in fact. Well, the Tire Pros store in Bryan College Station is BCS Tires and Lifts. Part of that network, glad to help you out. And if you do business with them, then you've got all those Tire Pros standing behind you when you're out on the road if you need some help. Now, remember, everybody's got to have tires, got to replace them. Now, if you just shop in price, that's really not the entire story. And because they're a hometown store, Aggie-owned and operated, they want to make sure that you get the right tires for your vehicle, and they also want to make sure that your vehicle, from a suspension standpoint, is performing as it should so that you have the kind of ride that you want, the kind of control that you want, and that your tires will last for a long time. So It's more than just finding a price that you like and a size that you like. It's matching the tires with the vehicle that you're driving and how you drive it. Now, remember, because they're a local store, if you need to have a ride to work, they'll be glad to. You drop your car off, they'll take you to work or wherever. Or if you want them to come pick your vehicle up, do the work, and then bring it back to you. They do that because they're a home-owned store. They offer free rotation. They do free alignment checks. They do free flat repairs. Do free air checks, and there's free shuttle service. So the next time you start looking around for tires, let the guys at BCS Tires and Lifts have a shot at that business. 2319 Texas Avenue South, next to Copy Corner in College Station. You can call them at 696-3200.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installation or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning, it's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos 12 years in a row. That's Norman G. Tractor. Let's do some weather. Pretty much going to be the same thing over and over and over through next Wednesday. High temperature each day, probably going to be around 92 to 94. Heat index probably well above that, however. Lows each night will be in the mid to lower 70s and could have a chance of pop-up showers, about 20% chance of rain all the way through Wednesday next week. So we'll see how that works out. Right now, winds out of the east at 3, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies, we're looking at 74.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to the latest Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, Obama's numbers are tanking and drive-by media anchors are devastated. They're struggling to hold back tears while they report this. Obama's job approval rating, 41%, which matches a previous low. Approval of his foreign policy, 37%, a new low. When it comes to competency, Obama's numbers are lower than Bush's after Hurricane Katrina and the Iraq War, and that hurts. But if you dig deeper, you'll find something the drive-bys won't talk about, the ominous Hispanic numbers. The percentage of Hispanics who view Obama favorably stood at 67% in January of 2013. In this poll, he's dropped to 44%. Peter Hart, who helped conduct the poll, said it all comes back to one word, leadership. Now, remember, the conventional wisdom in Washington is that if Republicans hope to win another election, they have to adopt the policies of Democrats to gain Hispanic support. If Republicans don't do amnesty, it's adios. Yet here we have the NBC Wall Street Journal poll showing Hispanics helping to drive Obama's approval ratings into the toilet, while establishment Republicans are busy buying into amnesty in an attempt to win Hispanic votes. Obama is erasing the border. He's promising illegals amnesty. And at the moment, we're being overrun with unaccompanied kids from Central America. But Obama's tanking in this poll. Maybe it could be that the Hispanic population in this country wants a secure nation, too, and secure borders just like everybody else.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-0595. 1-800-951-0595. Call 1-800-951-0595. 1-800-951-0595.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A woman whose car was blocked in by a minivan called police when she realized the driver was exposed and touching himself. The incident occurred around 7 Wednesday morning northeast of the Boonville Cemetery on Western Street. The suspect immediately drove away, but about an hour later, a female jogger reported that she was being followed by someone who exposed himself to her. Police released the suspect description at that time. Just before 8 that evening, a homeowner on Esquire Court north of Austin's Colony told police they saw the suspect sitting in their backyard. The homeowner approached him and asked a few questions, but the suspect walked off into the woods. A short time later and a block away, the suspect knocked on the back door of what turned out to be a university police officer asking for help with his car. The officer recognized the suspect from the description and directed him to the front door while he called Bryan Dispatch. Calvin Coffer, a 23-year-old College Station man, was arrested for trespass and subsequently charged with one count each of indecent exposure and driving with an invalid license. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the information from the jogger was insufficient to secure a second indecent exposure charge. While the U.S. soccer team is representing the nation in Brazil, local flag football team the Goose Bombers represented the state of Texas in the 2014 Special Olympics in New Jersey. Candy 95 Morning Show host Katie Dempsey has been a unified partner with the team for 3 years.
In Special Olympics, there's two divisions. There's traditional, which is a team that's comprised of just athletes with disabilities, and then you can play with unified partners, which is what I am. And so it ups the level of play for the athletes who, you know, can play a real game with limited rule changes and regulations. And so we have a team made up of 5 athletes and 5 unified partners.
A common first question for the teammates: what's a Goose Bomber?
In Special Olympics, there's 2 divisions. Yeah, we went in as the Aggie Bombers because we are, you know, the College Station team. And we ended up drafting, if you will, 2 players from Goose Creek. And so before our first game, we just decided we'd combine names, and we became the Goose Bombers because Aggie Creek or Bombers Creek sounded a little dicey.
The team secured the silver medal when they lost the final medal round. 2 people from 2 different fitness facilities told police they were victims of fraud after their lockers were broken into. College Station police say missing items from the lockers included credit cards, which were used a short time later. Police have released security camera stills of the person they suspect is responsible for both cases. Those can be seen, along with the description, at WTAW.com. They ask anyone with information to call the department at 764-3600 or Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS. The College Station Fire Marshal's Office says the fire that shut down Lippman Music and Jen's Asian Cafe Wednesday afternoon was started by an electrical short from a fluorescent lighting ballast in a canopy out front of one of the stores. A new study shows Texas nursing homes are among the worst in the country.
The study by AARP claims homes here rank 49th in the nation in quality of care. It says homes in Texas have a relatively high rate of residents with bed sores, of patients needlessly medicated with antipsychotic drugs, and a high rate of staff turnover. Trey Byrne is with AARP Texas.
This isn't a problem that's happening to somebody else. This is a problem that's eventually going to happen to all of us if we don't do a better job of weeding out these bad acting nursing homes.
He says the AARP wants to see penalties strengthened against poorly run homes by hitting them harder and faster with fines or taking away their license. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas officials planning to spend an additional $1.3 million a week on border security won't say exactly what the money will be used for. A Department of Public Safety spokesman says details of ramped up patrols along the Mexican border for the rest of the year are being withheld because of operational security and law enforcement safety. Driving 85 miles an hour wasn't enough to save the state Highway 130 toll road. Moody says the state Highway 130 concessions company, which operates the southern half of the toll road, is dangerously close to defaulting on its billion-dollar-plus debt. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall says this business model was never viable to begin with.
This is a bankrupt toll road, and what we really need to be watching for next is to ensure that the state or that the federal government does not bail out this toll road. It needs to fail.
Hall says this is a huge blow to Bexar County officials who want to slap tolls on 281, 1604, and I-10. She says this makes it a lot less likely that any company will agree to build toll roads. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Tom Light Chevrolet, Chamois Car Wash, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have some leftover cloudiness over the state this morning from shower and thunderstorm activity that was well out to our west. For today, we're partly sunny and we're warm. Temperatures will make their way up probably to about 90 to 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 75 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partly sunny Sunday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Early on in the year, we were just running. Now we're hitting and running, and now we're putting double digits on the board.
And boy, were they hitting and running. That's Bombers head coach Kurt Dixon after the Bombers blast the Strikers by 11. TCU gets knocked out of the College World Series. England is out of the World Cup, and an 11-year-old in the U.S. Women's Open. That's what we're covering in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Make about 7:39 when he's not running Tesla Motors. Elon Musk has got this other little company called SpaceX.
That's so cool.
Going to send civilians into space for a little joyride. Now claims he'll put the first human beings on Mars well before the 2020s are finished. Told CNBC recently he's hopeful that the first people could be taken to Mars in 10 to 12 years.
That trip's a long way, though.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I mean, know.
Lots of Nintendo or whatever.
Yahtzee!
Well, yeah, whatever you'll be doing at that time. I mean, you think about that. In 10 to 12 years, there's no telling how we'll be entertained. We'll all have our Google Glass on, right?
How do you play Yahtzee in zero G?
Yeah. Well, that way it could be any word you want it to be, right?
Or, magnetic.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, magnetics. That'd work. Anyway, already got a proposal to shuttle cargo up to the International Space Station by the time his Falcon Heavy booster is finished next year. Told the Orange County Register his program could be used to get man or woman to Mars by the 2030s, which is ahead of NASA. NASA, we're still relevant.
Not for the trust fund, but he would be a really cool uncle.
Well, for the trust
not
fund,
just for
too.
The trust.
Oh, there you go. There, thank
the
you.
Trust fund wouldn't hurt that any.
Wouldn't be bad. Obviously, some people lie more often than others.
No, we don't.
Okay. Oh. What's surprising is new research showing that lying through the population is uneven. There's a large majority of everyday liars and a small minority of prolific liars.
Prolific.
Researchers in London found that 9.7% of people were prolific liars. The average, 6.32 little white lies per day and 2.86 whoppers. Okay. The average person does 1.6 white lies and 0.5 whoppers. Okay. means about one a week.
Wonder if a heat map on the U.S. makes Washington, D.C. look like a boil.
That baby would be glowing white hot, wouldn't it?
I want to pop it so bad.
That's right. And then any place where there's a bunch of flax. Anyway, this means the prolific liars tell an average of 19 big lies for each single big lie that everyday liars do. So, once again, if you're going to be really, really good at something, you need to be really, really good at it, right? Okay. 7:41. We've heard a little discussion about what happens with water and fracking, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, comes now kind of an interesting story. Let's go up to Weatherford, Texas, on the banks of the Brazos River. A guy named Steve Lipsky has a 14-acre estate there, 15,000-square-foot home. Pretty nice, in other words, you know.
Holy cow.
He bundles mortgages for a living.
No.
Only problem is he can light his water. There's so much methane that has migrated into the water wells in his neighborhood in the last 3 years, he and one other neighbor can, in fact, set their flowing water ablaze.
But could they have done that before? Because they showed that on that documentary.
I understand. Right.
And they could do that for years before that before fracking ever took place.
It is a phenomenon that they are blaming on nearby drilling activity, because that's part of the Barnett Shale.
Based on?
Well, stuff. See, and that's where we're going.
Now, I mean, they may be right, but what do they base that assumption
they
on?
They may be right. The situation, however, has kind of raised the attention of some people because a report that was released last month, the Texas Railroad Commission, who obviously regulates that kind of stuff, rejected that argument and effectively shut the door on its investigation, a move that came as independent geoscientists remained divided about the cause of the rapid increase in the methane in the neighbor's water, and some fearing that the commission was a little bit too fast in closing down the idea that there might be groundwater contamination. They have a standing policy at the Texas Railroad Commission that they don't answer questions. They don't give interviews. And that upsets people a little bit because this is a little controversial. And it's been going on for a while. In 2010, the EPA decided that Texas had no plans to act on complaints. There was a company up there called Range Resources that had been drilling. So this goes back to 2010. Now, what Range said they would do is they would provide this guy and one other guy with water for their home, but obviously they didn't say that they were responsible for the methane migrating into the water.
Well, of course they didn't. Right. Why would they?
And through a spokesperson, the commission has refused any interview requests about the report's authors and anybody on the Texas Railroad Commission staff. So we'll see if anything lights up over this. All right, now the question that everybody, well, not everybody, but some people want to know. Young people probably don't care about this, but older folks would. Why do old books smell?
Oh, and so good.
Well, but the thing is, say that to somebody who's 13 or 14. They look at you like, what?
Huh?
Is what? The smell of a public library is unmistakable. And the reason is science. It's the books giving off that smell. The guys in white lab coats say it's a chemical breakdown of compounds within paper that leads to the production of the old book smell. Paper contains, among other chemicals, cellulose and smaller amounts of lignin.
Okay. Much less in more modern books. But in the old books that they were like 100 years ago, there's a lot of that. Modern high-quality papers undergo chemical processing now that removes that. But the breakdown of the cellulose in the paper can still occur because of the presence of acids in the surroundings. But old books had that stuff in there, and that's the reason, that and the cellulose. So it is actually
decomposing books. That's why.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, that's what you learned today. It's 7:45.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you have a picky eater who turns every meal into a fight? Well, you could probably use some practical ideas for easing the conflict. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The most important thing to keep in mind is this: don't panic. Yes, you may have a finicky eater who wants the same food for every meal. I can relate. When my boys were younger, no matter what we served, they always asked for corn dogs and pizza. Now, we didn't give in to that request all the time, but occasionally. We also didn't leave them at the table for hours until they finished their spinach. Try letting them eat something they want after they have one bite of everything you've prepared. We have some friends who did it a little differently. Their children had to eat one bite for every year of their age, so their 5-year-old had to eat at least 5 bites of everything on their plate. It's an age-appropriate idea that typically works well for compliant sons and daughters. Of course, some picky eaters are strong-willed and need solid boundaries. One mom served up a reasonable amount for dinner, but didn't force her son to eat it. And if he didn't clean his plate, he didn't get dessert. It was his choice to enjoy the reward or suffer the consequences. So be creative and don't panic. Over a week's worth of meals, most children will get plenty of food and be just fine. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. For a while now, I've been telling you about Gun Corps and their CHL classes. Well, I actually had someone come up to me and ask what a CHL class was. It dawned on me, not everybody knows what that means. CHL stands for Concealed Handgun License. And in Texas, you have to have one if you're going to carry a concealed weapon. Well, Gun Corps, with a brand new range, is offering brand new classes like Texas CHL, defensive and tactical handgun training, and carbine training, which is AR-15s and rifles of that nature. They do it every weekend, and they'll even buy your lunch. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services?
My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Nah, that's not right. I'm not going to make you do that. I'm going to make you do the sports, okay? Next time it's the news.
Oh, no. Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:50. The Brazos Valley Bombers exploded in the sixth inning and won their first leg of the four-game homestand last night, blowing out the Woodland Strikers 17-6 thanks to a 19-hit outburst from the Bombers' offense. Bomber skip Kurt Dixon attributed the outburst to getting most of the roster in the dugout finally after the teams had finally broken away from their college teams.
You know, it's good getting all the guys in here. We had Logan Naughtybrook, Hunter Hagler, Robbie Rojas from Oklahoma State, and you're getting a lot of lineup in here. But the guys are hitting the ball well. We're still moving. You know, early on in the year, we were just running. Now we're hitting and running, and now we're putting double digits on the board.
Bombers will face the Strikers again tonight at 7:05, and you can catch the action live on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Chris Archer allowed 3 hits in 6-plus innings as the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 5-0 last night. Archer struck out 8 and walked 2 and sent Houston to its 4th straight loss. Even Evan Longoria jumped on the bandwagon.
Here's a high drive by Longoria deep to left field. Presley gives up on it and watches this one sail to the back wall. A tape measure shot for Evan Longoria, and the Rays are pulling away. It's 5-0.
Houston stays in Tampa tonight. First pitch scheduled for 6:10. Texas is in Los Angeles. They'll take on the Dodgers. First pitch there at 9:05. In College World Series action, Will Allen drove in the go-ahead run in the 7th inning, and the Ole Miss Rebels stayed alive in the College World Series with a 6-4 win over the TCU Horned Frogs last night. It was the most runs allowed by TCU in 16 games. Allen went 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. TCU's Jim Schlossnagel was asked about TCU turning around after such a slow start at the beginning of the season.
I think our guys just, as I've said before, they bought into the kind of club we needed to be offensively, and they took pride in doing those things and moving runners and executing an offense. And then, you know, you ride really good pitching and get on a roll and get some confidence.
We'll hop over to the NFL, where most of the teams have reported for their mini camps, which is the unofficial start of the season. And Jerry Jones figures the Dallas Cowboys will be better on defense, even without linebacker Sean Lee, who was lost with a knee injury earlier in one of the first mini camps. Dallas had the worst defense statistically in franchise history last season. And the most notable thing the Cowboys have done since the season ended is release franchise sack leader DeMarcus Ware. Head coach Jason Garrett explained the building process.
We've tried to build a football program over the last 3 years, and now we're trying to build our team this year, the 2014 version of it. So that is the priority, and there's a lot of ways to do that. You do that with personnel. You do that with teaching and coaching. You do that with points of emphasis, both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. So that's what our players have felt from me and from our staff since we got together.
And at the Texans mini camp, Coach O'Brien was asked about his first-round draft choice, Jadeveon Clowney, and his availability to make training camp after an off-season surgery.
We feel like he's on track. You know, again, a little setback here with the sports hernia, but you know, he's been in all the meetings, and he's an instinctive guy. He's a hard-working guy. He's a guy that has come in here when he could practice and did some good things, and so we'll be looking forward to him coming back for training camp ready to go and trying to pick up where he left off.
In World Cup action yesterday, Colombia has advanced to the knockout round with a 2-1 win over the Ivory Coast.
We need the deadlock to be broken. We need a good delivery from Cuadrado. We get a good delivery. We get a goal! 1-0 Colombia!
Colombia advanced with a little help from Greece in a scoreless tie with Japan. Colombia scored twice during a six-minute stretch of the second half to beat the Ivory Coast. In other action, Luis Suarez scored twice, including the game winner in the 85th minute to knock out England 2-1. The U.S. will try to make it to the knockout round Sunday as they play Portugal. And finally, Stacey Lewis is the leader heading into the second round of the U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst. Lewis fired a respectable 3-under-67. This is where it gets impressive. 11 years old, Lucy Liu shot an 8-over-78 after becoming the youngest qualifier ever for the tournament. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas.
Morning about 3 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We talked about the guy yesterday in Canada. Brilliant idea in that he would go in and shop for those embarrassing items that you don't want to shop
right.
for, okay? Pretty neat deal. Not quite that sharp, but still okay. Stuff that you could do, or you could hire somebody to do. For instance, you can have somebody pick up your engagement ring in Houston. $999. Rod, a neurosurgeon, was preparing to propose to his girlfriend, but the ring was located in Texas. With time of the essence, he used Airtasker to hire Alexa, a mother of two with over 150 five-star reviews, to fly over and bring the ring back within 5 days so he could propose within the week. How's that?
Wow.
Got a yes out of it. Bake 150 cookies and deliver, $220. Mel was headed to a wedding as the head bridesmaid. She needed a whole bunch of cookies made in little heart-shaped cookies, doubled layered. Had that done, $220. Carve me a Halloween pumpkin head for $45.
Oh, I need to do that.
Farina found a runner to buy a nice soccer-sized pumpkin, carve out a scary face, and deliver it. This is OPN, folks. Other people's needs. Drive a boat for $150. Steve found at Airtasker a runner with a boat license to drive his 40-foot mariner, around Sydney Harbor for a day. $150. Now, what is this Airtasker? I guess that's what this is all about. Kind of a clearinghouse for this kind of thing. Ever heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Vaguely. Don't know much about it.
Guess what? It apparently works. Photoshop a photo of me to look better for $50. After splitting with her boyfriend, Emily had an unusual request. She said, I would like to cheer myself up by getting a slightly better-looking picture of myself for my Facebook profile. The picture of me on the beach I was hoping would just make my tummy and waist and legs look a little bit thinner. Vole, that's all it takes, right? Little Photoshop, and you can make that happen. That's probably not any problem. Yeah, look at that. You're perfect. You're beautiful. I can't get over this 11-year-old girl. This is just amazing to me. I mean, when you think, you know, from her physiology, she's obviously not fully mature. What kind of a golfer? Well, I don't know.
And she's little. She's a little 11-year-old.
Age is just a number.
Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, after she bulks up, if you will, after her legs get longer, her arms get longer, will she be able to swing as well?
Probably.
Okay. I'll go, boy, remember when she was 11-year-old phenom? Now she's 27 and average. Yeah, okay. High today about 92 or 93. Actually, we'll have that weather pattern all the way through Wednesday of next week. Slight chance of showers every day and low in the 70s. Right now we're looking at 74 degrees. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station Bryan. City Councilman Carl Mooney from College Station joins us after the news.